It's Sunday morning and it's time for our Ag and Conservation program. I've got Tara Dawn from the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She's the watershed coordinator. What are watersheds?
Oh, that's a great question, and it causes a lot of confusion, so I'm glad that you asked. A watershed is if you take a water body, let's say the Chippewa River, and we look at all of the land around that, that eventually if a drop of rain falls on any hill in that watershed, eventually that drop of water will roll into the Chippewa. And so every watershed kind of sits within another bunch of watersheds. So the Chippewa will flow into, oh boy, I should have started with one that goes into the Mississippi because I know my Mississippi watershed better. But let's say the Dry Run in Baldwin goes into the St. Croix, which then goes into the Mississippi River. And so watersheds are kind of like Russian dolls in that they kind of nest inside each other, and you can go as big or as small as you want from there.
Well, you're the coordinator. So how do you coordinate all these watersheds?
So thanks for asking. It's like cats. Have you heard about herding cats? It's kind of like that. So actually, our goal is we coordinate people, especially farmers, because I work for the Farmers Union, who work within the watershed to look at how we can increase the quality of water before it's reaching those surface waters. And so because we live in some rural areas and we work in a lot of rural areas, there's a lot of agricultural land that affects the watershed in a big way. And so we work with farmers to coordinate with them to figure out how can we find those win-win scenarios where we can improve your practices on the field so that you can increase your profit or decrease your costs. And then we can also increase the water quality. And we have a lot of areas where those win-win areas exist from what we call soil health practices. So healthier soil will infiltrate more rainwater, there will be less sediment leaving the fields and therefore less nutrients. And therefore, the farmers are maintaining a bunch of resources on their own fields for free. And then they're also decreasing the runoff from their fields, so they're improving water quality in local rivers and streams and lakes.
Well, water quality is always something on a lot of people's lips and something that's talked about a lot. How can the farmers get involved with some of your plans?
The way that I normally work with farmers is through our farmer-led watershed councils. Sometimes these are also called producer-led watershed councils. When we say farmer, we mean producer. They're interchangeable because we just focus on the production of goods. And those councils are truly peer-to-peer learning networks for farmers. So we have quite a few here in Northwest Wisconsin. I work with four within four counties, but there's two or three or four others also popping up in the area because we see more and more farmers who are excited about getting together. They don't get a chance to talk with farmers in a non-competitive or in a non-sales relationship way. So it's a chance for them to get together and really hear from other farmers who are actually implementing these things. We have amazing technical resources from like the NRCS and land conservation districts. And we have some great agronomists and salespeople who really know their technical stuff. But as far as the practicality of getting the tractor into the field and making it work, farmers are the only ones who really have that experience and those answers. And so if they can get together in the same room and troubleshoot together and talk about those things, that's where the magic happens, and that's where we actually see the change happen.
Well, how can a farmer reach out to you to find out more information?
Well, we have a website called farmerledwatershed.org. So pretty slick. And I specifically work with four main ones. But if you're in a different part of the state or you're not in one of those areas, I can check in and we can figure out who else. So if you don't feel like talking to me through our farmerledwatershed.org or following us on Facebook at farmerledwatershed, you can also go to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the DACCAP.gov website, and look up the producer-led watershed grants. And they have a map of all 43 farmer-led groups in the state. And so you can take a look at what works for you. We also have some really good news in that we have just gotten passed in the Wisconsin legislature that farmers who aren't within the watershed but are adjacent can now plug in and receive some of the benefits and incentive programming that we have available, because we're seeing success within those watersheds and now we want to be able to increase that footprint so that new groups don't have to reinvent the wheel every time if they happen to be close by to somebody else. And also, people are always welcome to come to our events. You can find events on our webpage under upcoming events. On the 20th, we have one on buffer programs that would be great for farmers or landowners who have stream adjacent or large rural areas of land that they're thinking about. We'll be talking about how to take unprofitable acres and turn them into habitat to increase profit and areas and also improve surface water connection. That's on the 20th up by New Richmond. Great farmer Sam Erickson and his grandson, Jake Erickson, will be hosting up there. And then on the 23rd of June, we're having an amazing event. There's a new group called Chippewa Conservation Group. They will be having a farm to lake event. So the first part of the event is going to be at a farmer's farm. They're going to walk over and look at all the conservation practices happening there. They're going to be serving ice cream from local dairy, and then they're going to go to Camp Kenwood off of Lake Wissota. They're actually going to get out on the pontoons and really look at the benefits and the challenges that exist on that lake, and then we'll have a local beef dinner there as well. And that's open to everybody. You can register for that at the Wisconsin Farmers Union events page if you would like, or you can find me and I will get you registered.
We need to pre-register for the event in Chippewa County. Tell me again where we look.
WisconsinFarmersUnion.com/events. We'll have that on their webpage. It's on June 23rd, and we really appreciate pre-registration because it makes sure we have enough burgers and steak for people.
But you have kind of a unique activity that I've heard about a lot lately, and tell me what that is.
Well, due to some unfortunate life choices I've made, I am becoming known as the underwear lady, and I'm trying to be proud of that, but it is a hard thing to tell my parents. Last year, we planted 30 pairs of underwear out in fields and gardens around Northwest Wisconsin, and our goal was to show what's actually happening underground. So the goal of the whole program, that's called Soil Your Undies, is that we take farmers from thinking about their livestock and the plants and everything above ground and really think about all of the life and biodiversity that's important underground. Underwear is a great way to do that because, hey, it's funny and fun to say soil your undies, and we can make an unlimited number of jokes about skid marks and decomposition and everything else. But also the cotton of the Hanes underwear that we plant is biodegradable. And so if you have very healthy soil, all those microbes and the good stuff is going to eat that cotton right up. We only keep it in the ground for 50 to 60 days. So I'll be planting them this week, and they'll be coming out at the end of July, early August. And just within that time period, healthy soils we saw last year eat it right up. There is nothing left but the elastic on that. In more, I want to say, we call it conventional, but it's becoming less and less conventional. But in soils that are tilled very frequently and really dependent on surface level inputs of herbicides and fertilizers, we're seeing a lot less breakdown because that soil just is not as alive from a lack of soil health. And we can see that very clearly in the underwear that's coming out of the ground. So we plant them, and then at the end of the year, once the farmers are less busy out in the field, we actually give the winners with the most breakdown, because less underwear is better. We give them a golden pair of undies, and it's a friendly competition between the farmers, and it's also just been a really, really good way for the farmers to actually see that what they're doing on their fields is actually making an improvement in what that soil is able to do.
How many pairs of underwear do you plant?
Well, we just asked the farmers in our networks who's interested in this friendly competition. Last year it was 30, which felt like a lot. This year, my last Amazon order of underwear was 18 pairs. So we'll start with that. And then if you're a Dollar Tree cashier and you see me coming through with an armful of men's underwear, it makes it less awkward if you do ask questions, because it's mildly insulting if you think they look like they're mine.
I just think that's kind of a unique thing to do, and go plant some underwear.
Yeah, and if you're interested in doing it, give us a call, and I'll come out and take a picture, and we track what's happening in the fields and everything, and it tells a really cool story. And then we hang them up at events, and boy, people sure stop and wonder why we've got a clothesline of underwear on our table.
Well, and I think it kind of brings it right back to, well, it's a visual, which I appreciate, and it seems like it's just kind of a fun way to see what's happening underneath the surface. And that's our Ag and Conservation program for this Sunday morning with Tara Dawn. She's part of the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the Watershed Coordinator. I'm Jill Welke.